Well, let's start with the news of the night. A new contract for you. What's prompted this right now? How delighted are you to get it signed off?
Yeah, I'm pleased. You know, the gaffer came in and he spoke to me pre-season and asked me what I thought about staying at the club, and I listened to his ideas and the players we're going to keep and we might be bringing in. So, you know, it looks like it's going to be a positive place to play my football.
Was there any thought that you might leave?
Well, you know, when you've got a year left on your contract, there's always that thought in your mind. I've just moved to the area, so, you know, that played a part in the deal, and, you know, I'm looking forward to getting going properly this season.
So your long-term future then is with the Spirites?
It's with the Spirites, and, you know, I'm pleased it is.
And obviously you've been here a while now and have a great association with the football club. Why do you feel so strongly about Chesterfield?
Well, I think this is probably the fourth time a new manager's come in, and it's reinvented itself, and up until now, every time a new manager's come in, we've done really well. And listening to the new gaffer's ideas and his philosophy on the game, I can only see it going one way, and that's upwards. So, like I say, I'm pleased to commit to the club.
And over the years, your name, every summer, because of the season you've generally just had, gets linked with somewhere else. How many genuine opportunities have you had a crossroads thought where your future might lie elsewhere?
Like you said, there's been rumours, but, you know, in football, there's unless there's something in black and white, it's you're best just ignoring it and getting on with the job at hand, and that's what I'm looking forward to doing under the new gaffer.
You and the rest of the team had such a great year last year. What gives you such confidence that you can, at the very least, match that this coming campaign?
I think there's a positive vibe around the club. Like you say, we missed out by a... You know, it was small margins last season. You know, we could have been at Wembley playing Swindon. Little errors in games and things like that just couldn't get us across the line. But, you know, like I keep saying, I've spoke to the gaffer, he knows where we could have improved last season. A bit more of a cutting edge, a bit tighter at the back, and we're not far off.
And already we can see changes in that respect, can't we? The style of Paul Cook, he likes to get it forward quicker. I mean, that's a basic change that everybody's noticed.
Yeah, and, you know, tonight was just the first proper game I've had a chance to do it, and, you know, it needs working on. You know, there's a few players new to it. It's something I've never done in my career before, so yeah, but we'll get used to it. We're on the training pitch every day working on it, and, you know, the gaffer leaves no stone unturned when we are on that pitch, so it'll come to fruition.
And in terms of the pre-season programme, where do you feel you're at now as regards all that meshing and gelling together?
We feel good. We were just talking in there, you know, it's early days, but we know the ideas and the philosophy of the gaffer and how he wants to play. And, you know, you ask any of the midfielders and the defenders, they love getting the ball at the feet in deep areas and sucking teams onto us and playing out. So, you know, it's going to be positive this season.
Do you feel a bit of weight of expectation because of what happened last season now? You know, it's going to be the idea of having a mediocre game or two might not be there.
No, definitely. There's always pressure. We set standards last season. And the way we're going to start this season, we're going to set more standards, and it's going to be a good place to play football.
What do you make, just finally, of the overall competition that you may well face this year? Where are the other runners and riders, do you reckon?
It'll be the same as, you know, some big teams have come down. Wigan have spent a lot of money. They're going to be up there, and, you know, teams have missed out last season. Swindon, they're going to be there or thereabouts. So it's going to be a good league. I think it's probably a tougher league this season with the teams that have come down, but like I said, a couple of teams have gone up as well, so we're going to be in with a shout, definitely.
Yeah, because I wonder, last year, for such a long time, there were the outstanding teams that, look, nobody really was going to catch, were they, from, say, February onwards. Can you see it being a bit tighter this time around?
I think I can, but like I spoke to the gaffer at the start of the season, we weren't that far away from Preston. The points total said we were, but in terms of what it would have taken for us to get there, it was small margins. And, you know, if we can get a couple of additions and keep hold of a few players, we're going to be right up there. And, you know, I think the addition of Sylvain coming in, he's a top player. I think you saw him spells tonight early on. He was holding the ball up for us and getting in good areas. So, you know, it's all positive.
I know it's all down to the individual, but, you know, whether you want to admit it or not, you're a big player for this football club. Do you hope that a few of the others that still have question marks on their head decide that their future is here?
I do, but, you know, I know football players want to play at the highest level possible, and if they get the opportunity to do that, they're going to try and grab that with both hands. But I know the lads who there are rumours about, things like that, they're 100% committed to the club, and while they're still at the club, they give their all. But, you know, I'd never begrudge a player moving to a higher level. But, you know, fingers crossed we can keep hold of all of them.